Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Sharp as mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to the another edition of Fan City Radio. This is your boy Cash, chilling as usual. My man, Father Time, Time, what's good, bro?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Look at stuff.
You ain't sent me that song, man.
Say
still
what?
Waiting, bro. Still waiting on that song, man.
Okay, okay, okay. I got you, I got you, I got you. Look at stuff. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Chilling.
It's cracking, Omar.
Shut up.
Man, y'all know what it is. Kick back, relax, have a little fuzzle.
Hey, man, before we even get started, seen a motherfucker today.
Dude, I guess they caught him on, they was looking for this guy that was wanted for murder. Oh, man, SWAT was out that deep.
That quadruple murder they caught the motherfucker that did that?
I figured I'd see it on the news to see who it was, but I'm like, damn, they like shit. Motherfucker chilling right in the crib. I'm like, okay. I mean, I work in a lot of people would like to call it the bad part of Indianapolis. Don't bother me none. It don't rank up to Ivanhoe to me, but I mean, I wouldn't have been out there chilling if I was wanted for a murder, because you know that was the first place they was coming looking in all the hoods.
I mean, he was chilling outside.
No, I went there. I didn't see the actual event, but I wouldn't have been out there. Period. They'd call me in Calverton.
You know, some motherfuckers think they smarter than the police.
No motherfuckers go tell.
Mm-hmm.
No motherfuckers gonna tell. Never fail. That motherfucker gonna tell on you every time.
For sure.
All you do.
I read about that quadruple shit today. That shit was on the internet. I said, damn, they doing it like that in Indianapolis?
Hell, they doing like that here. Well, I mean, I'm not really sure who the guy was, who he supposed to have murdered, but I seen him taking that ass out.
Well, that was dumb as hell. You ain't supposed to show your face, man. Especially if they got your name. You know what I mean? I can see if you did some shit. And don't, you know what I'm saying, they just looking for a motherfucker that did it, but they ain't tied you to it. That's different.
Right.
But if you tied to something, you just
okay. Murder is never okay. I just want y'all to know that. I just had to throw that out there.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Murder is never okay, huh?
Is it? It's okay to just go on a killing spree? Yeah, I'm talking about it all casually, like, yeah, man, I know it like that. I mean, that shit's never cool.
Okay, you, once again, you didn't start smoking that shit and you didn't lost it. Janine, what's
okay.
up?
All right.
Hello.
I don't even know what the hell. I would tell you what the hell Lick Stone talking about, but she just smoked that shit. No, no, what the hell? Murder's not okay. Huh? We didn't say it was okay. We just said, I was just saying that, you know, they called a guy for it.
Basically, what he's saying is the motherfucker was stupid. That's why he got caught. Doing dumb shit.
Well, she don't want to talk now. Oh, well.
It happens.
So how's everybody doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, well, y'all know how we do it on Wednesday. Kick back, relax, have a little fun. You know what I think we need to bring back?
What?
That's my opinion. I think we need to bring the Chronicles back.
The Chronicles.
Yeah.
And the Prince.
I think it's time for the Chronicles to come back.
Put the pen in the paper.
I think I've been on hiatus too long. What you think? You think it's time for the Chronicles to come back?
Yeah, I would say so. Oh, hold on, man. Hold on before you start talking about that. I got some fuck yous to send out, man. I got a fuck you for BunnyRanch23@yahoo.com. I got a fuck you to Empire's #1fan@gmail.com. These motherfuckers sent me some bogus ass emails.
About what?
About the comments I made last night about Empire. Calling me all kind of haters and shit. I can't handle a strong black woman. I'm a weak ass black man. I'm like, whoa. First of all, let me let you motherfuckers in on a little secret. That shit was just my opinion. Second of all, they must have got my motherfucking email from the page. Because I don't know these motherfuckers. And then they didn't even sign their name. Their real name. Fake ass motherfuckers. That's my fuck yous, man. I actually got 3 emails from that shit, man. Calling me all kind of haters. Somebody type hater 100 times and send it to me.
Well, you know what?
H.A.T.E.R.S. And they copied and pasted shit 100 fucking times and sent it to me. But they didn't sign their name. Real shit, dog.
You know what, man?
Real shit.
I brought up what you said. And I don't say, I'm sorry, brother. Don't nobody seem to agree with you about that show being derogatory.
Well, I mean, that was just my opinion, man.
And I understand it's your opinion.
Seriously.
I mean, I understand it's your opinion, but, you know, I brought it up today. I brought it up at work, and I was like, you know, my partner seems to think that Cookie is, like, one of the most demeaning people on TV right now. The motherfuckers went hard on you, too. Well, yeah, you pretty much... Yeah, a lot of people like they don't nobody understand where you got that from.
I'm just saying, man.
I mean, I everybody entitled to their opinion, and everybody kept asking, well, why does he think Cookie so derogatory? And I really didn't have an answer for him because I really don't know why you really think that.
She got it as hell on the show, man. I mean, she did 17 years in prison. She got out the show. She got out of jail and just expect everything to be handed to her. She didn't build shit. He built that shit. She gave him a couple of dollars in the beginning, but he built it. She didn't build shit, so how was she entitled to anything?
Well, I mean,
I don't even watch the show, but wasn't they together when she went in?
Yeah, and it was
was
it
that
was her
his wife?
It was his girl, and I mean, what she said, the $400,000 that he got, that he used to start it, that was her money.
And how did she end up going to jail? Was it she?
It was dope. It
I
was
mean,
dope.
But
they were selling dope together. She just took the rap for him.
But she took the rap for him. Okay,
right,
and so she don't deserve it. So you're saying she don't deserve nothing?
She ain't build shit. He built that shit.
Well, okay. Well,
that's all I'm saying. She spent 17 years in a joint.
Yeah, she spent 17 years for him. And you don't feel like she deserves nothing.
I'm not saying she don't deserve anything. He offered her money when she first got it, but no, that wasn't enough. She wanted everything. She wanted to be included in everything. He offered her millions at the beginning of the show to walk away. Just get out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't enough. You know what I mean? And now she walk around the show, on the show, just walking through the man crib and every damn thing.
Well, then,
you know what I'm saying? Like she runs shit.
Then, okay, let me ask you this. We ain't married or nothing, but let's just say we doing this Sin City thing, and for whatever odd reason, you go to jail. Now you have to do some time. Now when you got out, this motherfucker on Sirius Radio and everything, do you think you're entitled to anything?
Hell yeah. I'm invested. She wasn't invested, man. She went away before he even created the company. She was already in jail when he created the company.
Okay,
but
he
wouldn't have had the company without her.
If it wasn't, it was her money.
It was their money.
No, it was her money. If you ever watched the show, it was my money. She was the one doing the hustling.
All right, I'll break it down to you like this, dog. Straight up, real talk. Now, the character that she plays on that show, would you want your daughter to be like that?
No, yes or no, I wouldn't want my daughter to be like that.
I rest my case.
How the fuck is that? Really?
If she was something positive on the show, you'd be like,
I want my daughter to be
just like her.
Okay,
but she's
so,
hood,
I mean,
ghetto as hell, and you don't want your daughter to be like that.
Okay,
and you also don't want your daughter to go to prison for 17 years either. But
exactly.
To go through that type of situation, you don't know how your child is going to end up turning out to be, but you're still going to love them regardless.
Okay, let's take prison out of it. Just her character alone. Let's take the prison out. Just how she treats Lucius and everybody else on the damn show. I mean, she conspired against her own kids, man. Come on. I mean, she's conspiring against her own son to take the company.
Okay.
That's a great role model, though.
I'm not saying she's the greatest role model, but nevertheless, I'm not mad at her.
And I want you motherfuckers to send me another email. I'm gonna hack your shit, some of bitches.
I
just don't like.
Okay, teach his own, but I mean, I honestly can see. I mean, I don't like some of the stuff my daughter doing now, but shit, I can't stop it.
Right, you can't.
So well, I don't know, man. You got your opinion about it, and I guess you got your bail for it. Carla, what's happening?
Fuck. Hey, what's going on, people?
Marla,
you
Paul,
didn't send me no
up?
Email, did you?
Huh?
You didn't send me no email, did you?
You guys got an email?
No, I'm just fucking with you, dog.
Oh.
Hey, you watch Empire, man?
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
Okay, let me ask you this question. You have any kids?
Yeah, three.
You have, okay, yeah. How old is your youngest?
3 years old.
How old is your oldest?
15.
Okay, all right, let's take, is the 15 a boy or girl?
Boy.
All right, let's say the 15-year-old is a girl. All right.
You didn't just turn it around already.
Would you, I'm trying to make it fit the scenario. Would you let your 15-year-old watch that show?
Yeah, might as well. I mean, they, she enough ratchets on YouTube.
I let my 12-year-old watch the show. I mean, what's the deal?
No way. Just my opinion.
Why not?
I wouldn't let my daughter watch that show. Because of the characters, man. The characters on the show are fucked up.
Would you let her watch Scandal?
Nope. I wouldn't. I don't think those shows are made for kids, man. Kids are impressionable.
Well, I mean, shit. What show? All right, man.
Barney, goddammit, Barney. I had my way, she watched Barney forever.
You go on the wrong show for that old oversensitive shit. Yeah,
I used to watch... Dynasty and Falcon's Crest.
Oh, man, you took words right out my mouth. Dynasty and Dallas, Jay. Who shot J.R.? That was the biggest motherfucking thing while we was kids.
Exactly. And them white bras on that show were scandalous as hell.
I mean, I understand all that. I'm just saying, but see, like you said the right word, them white bras. I'm talking about, I mean, come on. If you have a daughter, she's gonna model herself after somebody on TV. Would you want it to
no,
be?
No, that's
cooking?
What homecoming. That's what
or
home
would you
comes
be
in.
Claire Huxtable.
That's what home comes in at. Sorry, home comes in. Home plays a big part of that.
Yeah, if you're, some part.
Not necessarily. Because you don't know what the hell they're doing when they leave that when they leave the front door. You don't know what the hell they're doing.
So you don't put no value into the fact that you raised your daughter right?
I do. You can raise your daughter the right way, but at the end of the day, she's going to make a bad decision regardless on how you raise her.
Okay. That don't mean that's from them watching a show. That's just because they made a choice to do what they wanted to do. It's not because they have to be following behind somebody they seen on TV.
I disagree. Who does every young girl want to be like nowadays?
Hold on. Before you even ask that, so let's go back to 1973. All right, what shows was out that really promoted teen pregnancy?
That promoted teen pregnancy?
Yeah, 1973.
Facts of Life.
In 1973?
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe it was 1983. Shit, the Facts of Life.
Are you talking about Good Times? I
don't even think Good Times came out in 73.
I think it came out in 79, I think.
Man, I'm like 5 years old, dog. What show is you talking about?
I'm just saying. Come on. Let's just humor me with this. 73. You really didn't. There really was no show out there was, promoting teen pregnancy. Nothing like it is today, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all in agreement with that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm saying this, and I'm gonna use myself. I'm going to use myself in my situation and my family to just say this. 1973, my mother got pregnant with me. She was 15 years old. What show influenced her to do something like that? Then, let's just go farther. My grandfather was one of the sternest men I know. I mean, so she didn't get it from home. So, I mean, with that being said, you really can't just sit there and say, well, these shows is going to corrupt our children. People have been making mistakes ever since, I know right then and there, 1973. I don't know if that was quite a mistake, but, situations, you know, situations happen. I mean, you can't, if you sit there and try to blame, you sit there and try to blame the media and everything on your, on why your kids are fucked up, then you're fucked up.
I agree with you, Cole. I agree with you 100%, man. But at the same time, back to my previous question. Who do motherfuckers try to imitate now?
They don't imitate who they're trying to imitate. Everybody tried to imitate me for years.
Well, you're one of them.
Elena, what's happening?
I don't know what you was just saying, but I agree with you as far as the media influencing the kids or whatever.
There you go. I got somebody on my team.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids watch a whole lot more TV now than what when we was coming up. So, I mean, I try to force my kids to go on outside anyway. The hell with that damn TV. Go on outside and do something productive.
Motherfuckers don't go outside, man.
But at the end of
the Xboxes and shit came out, motherfuckers in the house.
I be so worried about the perverts and the police these days. You know, shit, it's like, damn, you want your kids to go outside, but then you got to worry about if they're going to walk down the street and get a damn juice and shot by these police. I mean, that's just for me. But at the end of the day, after all the TV and radio, whatever on the TVs and radios, you just got to make sure that your influence is bigger than that. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, if you let TV and radio raise your kids, then, I mean, you can't get upset. You can't get upset if they talking about they want to be like, what's that little bastard name out of Chicago?
Shemur.
Yeah, Chief Keith and all that shit. You can't get mad. You can't get mad if that's what if you let TV and radio raise your child, then you can't get mad about it.
That's right.
Well, I'm just saying it plays a huge influence in their lives. I don't care how you raise your kid. Them videos and shit, that shit plays an influence.
Yeah,
okay,
also,
and I'm not saying it doesn't.
They act now.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but go ahead.
My thing is this.
That's just like, okay, we all pretty much grew up in the NWA era, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we ran around, we hollered, fuck the police, is that another. And I mean, we wore our little Raiders hats and all this shit. But once you walked in that door, you knew you couldn't play that goddamn NWA or that Luke album
right.
too damn loud. You knew if you played that motherfucker too loud, what the fuck was going to happen? You smacked in your motherfucker face, and they're going to take that damn tape or album or then tear that bitch up.
Right.
But you just proved my point, man.
That's why
you
I constantly tell my
point.
Son. I tell my son, it's all entertainment. Don't get it twisted. These men have been to college and shit. You know, not saying Chief Keef, but like E-40, T.I., and Scarface. All the men have went to college. That's the part they really don't even show. These men have went to college to learn different kinds of type of music. They just didn't wake up and do that shit. Some did, but a lot of them, you know, 2 Chainz, all of them, they went to college for this shit. All this gangster stuff, I just constantly tell them, it's entertainment. As long as you keep it going, it's entertainment. All the shit they rap about, that ain't for real. It's just for show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can teach your child whatever. At the end of the day, you just got to pray and hope they make the right decisions for themselves, whether it's TV or not. Because I have a cousin, my auntie raised him with no TVs in the house. I mean, absolutely no TV in the house. He still went to prison for 5 years for drugs. Honestly, I don't even know what for. So it's like, shit, you can't blame the media. I can't say the media on that because he did nothing. I mean,
You can't blame his mom neither, though.
No, I didn't blame his mama. I'm just saying you can't blame it on the media. That's what I'm saying. You can't. Now the media didn't do that to him. He went to prison on his own recognizance. That was
yeah. But I'm just saying, okay, moms didn't have no TVs in the house, so he didn't get influenced from TVs. Moms raised him as best as she could,
Exactly.
But he still got that influence. He still
exactly.
Whether he went over to his partner's house and watched the NWA video or whatever.
He did some stupid shit. When he got to be an adult, he did some stupid shit and he paid for it. Rather, they ain't got nothing to do with his mama raising him or nothing. He was the dummy. He made that decision. Therefore, he had to do the same. He can't go
back
to
the house. That's what I'm saying. You don't know what the hell they doing once they leave the house. It don't matter how you raise them.
Exactly.
Once they leave the house, you don't know what the hell they doing.
You got some kids, good, you got some kids, bad. No matter how you raise them,
that's just how the motherfucker's going to turn out.
I can't get mad at Cookie, though.
I didn't hear all kind of friends and watching on TV. It influenced me. I'm going to do what I want to do. Shit, I ain't never been one to follow a crowd, and I just say my kids have the same insight. There's a lot of shit I would take back, but it's a whole lot of stuff I know I damn didn't do. It's on the love that my mama would kick my ass. Shit.
Exactly, that fear. Having that fear, like, hey, my mama damn whoop my ass when I do something stupid like this. But
yeah,
some
yeah.
people just get influenced
by ain't got no fear nowadays. These motherfuckers ain't scared. They're not scared of their parents. Let's be honest. Back in our day, if mom say shut the hell up, that was it. You didn't say nothing
else.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I'm talking about 2015. Motherfuckers turn this shit into a debate.
No.
They try, and before you start debating, the same shit I used to do gets slapped in the damn mouth or whatever's close to me. Ain't no talking back. I don't give a damn. What 2015 is, as long as I'm buying your clothes and feeding your ass, you don't shut the hell up and listen, or you can hit the door. And that don't even got an age range. Me and my son had that debate yesterday, because he gave me a look like, in my eyes, it was saying, bitch, please. And I hooked him up real good. Sure did.
My
6-year-old get the same treatment. Shit.
Mine left the house. Mine left the house. Home stuff running away. So he was back 5 minutes later. I said, see, you can't survive 5 damn minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, I told my baby to get out. I told his daddy to come get him. He started picking up clothes. I said, oh, you didn't get the rules. I said, get the fuck out. I bought all this. You get out. All them games, all that. See that right here. And wait for your daddy. Sitting there looking all pitiful and shit. I told him, it's hard out there.
You know what? My mama did the same thing to me and my brother when she put us out. Well, she put him out, and then she put me out for being his brother. I didn't even do shit.
Damn.
I was just sitting there. She put him out and then told me to get out because I'm his brother. And then told us we couldn't take shit. She bought that shit.
Hell yeah. I made
like,
him put on
really?
He had on shorts and a T-shirt. Get the hell out. Bye.
I mean, you know what? You can put me out, but at least let me take my shit. I mean, I know you bought it. I'm a kid. You bought it. But come on. What am I supposed to do?
You just said the key word. I bought it. It's mine. That Negro is 14 years old, 200-some pounds, 11 and a half in a shoe. Hell yeah, you better fix your face when I'm talking to you. And when you leave, don't take shit. I don't care. If I break bread with you, you're going to shut up and be cool and be respectful. Get your ass beat or get your ass out.
That's fucked up. Let me ask you a question. I'm veering off this. I'm sitting here looking. Should men get pedicures?
Yeah, they should. Hell yeah, they should. Yes.
My wife wanted me to get one, but I said I ain't having no damn pedicure. That's my feet.
And trim that ball hair.
Oh, okay, a pedicure is for the feet, and a manicure is for the fingers, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm not doing none of that shit.
I mean, well, I wouldn't care so much about the hands, but I say if a man is working, you know what I'm saying, on his feet a lot, it's actually very good to sit down and get a pedicure once a month. You know, just for health wise, it's really relaxing. They have a man spa up here, and my cousin said it's, you know, it's real nice. It's just strictly for the men. Cause he goes,
I'm debating, do I want one? I'm debating, do I want one?
You should. It's very relaxing. You know, it's not nothing girly. It's relaxing. And once they work your calves and stuff, that shit feel good. And, you know, you work a lot on your feet, so trust me, once you get one, you'll want another one.
I can see it now. As soon as that motherfucker pull his shoes off, it's going to be an episode of Martin up in this motherfucker. You can't do
Martin
feet like
that. Yeah, they're
going
to have to go to work on my feet. I ain't going to lie to you. They're going to have to go to work on my feet. Hey,
they're going to bring out a Chinese people like, look at his feet.
That's going to be the part to give it. Hey, 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 what the fuck are you saying? Just speak English. So y'all don't think it's feminine at all that a man go get a pedicure?
I mean, I don't put no queer polish on. That's all I ask.
So just no polish.
No polish.
Like, motherfucker could polish my toes, no way. But, I mean, okay, I need to know. All right, what is the procedure of a total pedicure?
Scrub, massage, that's what gets it, you know, gets that hard part off your feet. You know, it's relaxing, trust me.
I understand
a man not wanting to go to a place to get his feet done. Okay, like, I can understand that, okay? But, like, if you got a woman who said, okay, because, like, I have a foot spa because I do my own toes. So I know how it feels. So if you got a woman that offers, you know what, baby, you know, let me give you a pedicure. I think I can understand you not going somewhere, but if you got a woman that offers it, I say take it.
You ain't got to pay no money.
Fuck the money. It's not even about the money. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
It's free.
Okay, no. All right.
It's
Kaz,
free.
You know how you said you wanted, when we were talking about, you know, what other cultures or type of people, you said you wanted an Irish woman? Okay, well, like, in some cultures, like, especially in Irish culture, if a woman, like, it's a compliment. It's like a kingly thing for a woman to wash your feet. You know, so for your woman to pedicure your feet, for your woman to take the dead, you know, the dead skin off
your
feet.
Where do you get this shit from?
Well, I'm not a dummy. That's where I get it from.
Now, I've heard that is true, but go ahead.
It is, and I mean, even in the military, men, you are supposed to take care of your feet. Even in the military, like, you know what I'm saying, y'all on y'all feet a lot, and if you don't take care of your feet, you know, that's your body.
That's not true. That's not true.
I
all you had to do was make sure you had on a fresh pair of socks. That's all you needed. That was it. Swear to God, I was in Marine.
Well,
look, all we did, a fresh pair of socks. That's all you needed.
I think, like I said, I understand not wanting to go somewhere because for a lot of men, it is considered to be a feminine thing. But I agree with Selena. It don't have nothing to do with femininity or masculinity. It really just is a very comforting, soothing, relaxing thing. So I think, like, shit, I'm the type of woman where I will offer that. And, you know what I'm saying, like she said, you know, you get your toenails clipped, you get the dead skin, you get the massage, you get the fucking, you know what I'm saying, it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. It really is.
Because I gave my ex one, and he was hooked ever since. And I don't even like feet, but I got
you should consider it an honor. If your woman wants to give you a pedicure, take it. Let her do it. It's a beautiful thing.
I take the whole time doing it. But it had to be done.
Well, I'm thinking. I'm leaning towards one. I'm looking at the old dogs and I'm leaning towards it. Like, okay, maybe it's time. You say what?
Go ahead and work that dead toe.
Yeah, get this motherfucker on. Like I said, you have to go to work on my feet. You have to get the sandblast out. But, shit, fuck it.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to do it, man. I'm going for my patty.
And when you do it, you put a beer. I saw you put a beer inside the boil the water while you letting your feet soak, and it makes a big difference too.
A beer?
Okay. A beer. I saw it.
You got men all around the world hooked right now. They like, bitch, hook me up a pedicure.
Shit, now me, you wasting a good beer.
No, it's only one beer out of
Well, we won't make it your brand, okay, Father Time? We won't make it your brand, shit.
Well, I don't want to put no St. Ives on my feet, no way.
If you said right. A beer, not a mop.
Damn right. Okay. Hey, beat me smell like a wine, though. What the fuck? What kind of pedicure you wouldn't get? That St. Ives shit.
That shit don't come in a 12-ounce can.
No, it's the alcohol, so you know when alcohol heats, it soothes. So that's pretty much what that was about.
I don't know about no beer, but I'm telling you, you get you some Epsom salt, honey.
Okay, well y'all done convinced me. I'm going to get me one. Y'all done convinced me.
Why don't you try to see where
let the woman give you one.
Huh?
See, y'all done fucked up. That motherfucker gonna come on the show next week talking about his name, Cassie. He done changed his name.
Oh,
damn right. Do the show
I
with my
doubt that. If anything, he'll be grabbing his dick for sure. Talking about.
I'm gonna go for it. But now, let me ask. Okay. Now I know, fellas. I ain't even gotta ask my fellas this. I know when we all get together, we talk raunchy. We you know, and ladies, I mean, yeah, y'all have been some bitches in a good way, not a bad way. But y'all have been some bitches, you know. Like, man, I fucked the shit out that bitch the other night. You know, man, that bitch was sucking my. I mean, you know, we talk reckless like that. That's why when we get together, we always be like, baby, you going out? And so we can really get that talk on. But now, I got to know, do y'all talk just as raunchy as we do?
Work.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you really?
Put that nigga to bang the wheel.
You, wait a minute, you said what?
Oh,
nah, come on, man. What was that you just said?
I said, took that nigga to Bangers Hill.
Oh, Lord. I mean, okay. Because now we, you know, I mean, we talk about everything. I mean, the fellas talk about everything. I mean, you know, fellas talk about everything, like, from. There's nothing off limits. There's nothing off limits. So I gotta hear from the women. What, like, okay, all right. I'm gonna try to hook this up now. We got Selena, we got Liquor Store, we got Janine on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all listening?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna bring up a topic, and if y'all could just humor me with this. Okay, Selena, you done fucked your man. You done did some nasty shit. I mean, whatever comes through your mind, I want you to talk about it. Janine, you her girl. You done did some nasty shit, too. You know what I'm saying? All three, same scenario. Now, just act like we're not even on the phone. How would this conversation go?
Ready?
Yeah, I'm serious. I really would like to know, how would this conversation go?
Okay. What you doing, girl?
Shit, I'm
out. So you remember when we was at the bar and Cass kept looking at me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. I didn't know I didn't know he was freaky as he was. Oh my God. So then, you know, but Wait a minute. Anybody in the room with you?
What happened?
I know that's what they say.
Oh,
go ahead.
I can't stand it. Somebody else go.
Come on, Selena. Get it going. Get it going. All right, I won't say nothing else. I'm sorry. I should have muted myself.
Okay. So you ever heard of the Velveteen Rub? That, I blew his mind with it. Remember when he kept throwing his eyes in the air? I put it on him. You should try it. And he got the next year's moms.
Oh, girl, for real? Now, let me tell you what they be. They really be moaning when you eat their ass, girl. I ate the shit out his ass the other night.
What?
Oh, Jesus. I wasn't ready.
Motherfucker's face in the pillow, girl. Shit, that motherfucker was, he won the cream.
Okay, I've been there screaming for his mama and shit.
Hey, man, I'm sorry, man, but eating ass is off limits, dog. But I ain't talking about that.
Wait a minute. You get out this conversation. You not in that conversation. This is women, man. Come on. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got a new caller, man. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Mia.
Hey, Mia, you eat ass? Yeah.
See, I'm
still not ready.
You out the loop. You don't know nothing about that eating ass.
I don't know shit about that.
Real bitch, you eat booty.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Where's Drew at? I need to holler at Drew. Simon, you got to be quiet, man. You can't interrupt this conversation. I want to know how this conversation go. Okay, now we got Mia here. Mia?
Uh-huh.
All right, now, this, I don't know if you was listening, but the topic is we're trying to find out how raunchy women talk. Now, we know us as men, we know we talk raunchy. So now we simulating the conversation, which is just y'all women. Us men are staying out the conversation.
Thank you.
So we're going to interject you in this conversation, too. Now, take in mind, I didn't just call you.
Okay.
So now, what is your raunchiest conversation? I mean, this is just like you talking to your homegirls.
We weren't finished, so you got to add her.
Okay,
in.
Go. That's what I said. Continue. Mm-hmm. Continue. We y'all done got on three-way. Y'all done called Mia.
Yeah, four-way. It's somebody else on the phone, too.
Oh, well, you on the phone, too. Listen, so damn.
Okay, so we would calm down, Cass. You know, the little talk show host be talking that shit. Got his ass ate alive. He better not say shit on that show. He better not say none.
I know shit. We'll both put our lips on that dick.
Exactly. It's nothing. Oh shit.
Well, y'all remember when y'all was looking for me and you couldn't find me, y'all was like, damn, where did the stuff go? Okay, let me do it.
You got him looking for it. Did you get it, girl?
I did.
Oh, what you doing to it? What you doing to it? I want to know details.
Shit. I took his ass outside to the car. You know what I'm saying? It's some nice food. So,
yes.
I got in the driver's seat.
Huh? Go ahead.
So, I got in the driver's seat in his car. You know what I'm saying? And I turned upside down. I put that dick in my mouth, girl. I had that motherfucker going.
Did you have them cream in Sin City like I did?
You know what? I think I did hear him say that shit.
He's so easy. All you got to do is hit that left neck piece. You got him.
Yeah, it's hard to see the radio. He's probably the weakest link. He'll probably get it every single time.
I know. Stick them dimples and shit.
He's probably taking
much. Wipe them dimples right up off his ass. Please tear your ass
probably
up, Cass.
Take that ass and roll him over and put him to bed.
Fetal position.
But you see, he's probably like a motherfucker to control him, like a domination type shit.
Right.
What you want? You want it like this? Bend over.
All right. I'll catch his ass in the club.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll catch his ass in the club. Get him in the parking lot. He fun though. You should try him.
Wow. I'm telling you, I was upside down. I had my hands on the steering wheel, had this nuts in my mouth. I was jacking it off. He was moaning like a little baby. Wait, did you hit them nipples though? Oh my God, he just, oh my Lord.
He a hair grabber. He a hair grabber too. So make sure you got some pins in that shit.
Then I snuck up on him. I stuck my tongue in his ass.
Oh, that's why he slipped over that night we was in.
I know that shit.
Ass was all sticking up in the air. I was like, damn, you know, I know what the fuck is wrong.
Yeah.
How about baby, is you about that life? Nah.
This is how you really get it.
This match is over. You mean to tell me y'all motherfuckers talk that fucking bad about motherfuckers?
Oh my Lord. That was a good version.
I know.
Right.
Okay.
Nice. Right,
yeah,
right.
That was the edited version, because I'll actually
clean version.
Okay, all right, hold on, Marley Timer. I mean, do y'all actually believe this?
That's the G-rated version. I want to hear the H-rated version. Shit.
Exactly. That's the G-rated version.
Oh, Lord, shit.
God damn.
Y'all some heathens.
You motherfuckers going out to hell with gasoline thongs on. Y'all do know that, right?
Hey, we was tearing cats ass up.
Oh, man,
he ain't even know.
Did you hear her say, you should try? I mean, motherfucker tossed me around like a $2 hoe.
I mean, he man, but he ain't man.
She got the necklace off and say DJ.
I'ma always tell my girls, hey, bitch, the bar, chat them.
All right, now it's time. Where you at, dog? I'm right here, dog. You're married. Do you really, I mean, can you picture your old lady saying this, having this conversation? Yeah, probably.
What's so hard to believe that women can't, women don't talk shit like niggas do?
Right.
Yeah, we got feelings too.
I understand that, but I mean, through.
Hell, we can always leave it, you know, y'all giggling and trying to work out of it. Like, y'all can talk about
y'all licking nuts and ass and all that shit, too. Marley, let me ask you. You've been with your lady for quite a while now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you walk in and this is the conversation you heard. What do you say?
I'm gonna go back behind the corner and just keep on listening.
Smart guy.
Marley gonna give that motherfucker butt
naked.
Marley gonna
have
that fucking cowboy boots on.
I mean, you might hear something good. She might be telling her some new freaky shit.
Right.
Because I'm not tripping.
Girl,
I'm
going to try that old freaky shit tonight on that motherfucker shit. So does that motherfucker get home. You back there clapping your hands and shit. Oh, you doing that all year.
Hell yeah, you doing that all year dance. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord, I'm
a... You ain't never crip walk a day in your life. You back in that motherfucker sea walking like a motherfucker.
I don't know how I would react if I walked in on that conversation.
Do they know I'm there? You just stumbled in.
They don't even know you're there. Oh, I'll probably listen for a while. I probably will listen.
I mean, but how would you feel afterwards, dog?
My dude walked in on me talking shit about me to start laughing like, man, you were retarded. Like, you know how your ass
feels. I mean, I bullshit you not. I'm sorry, dog. I'm going to try to fuck the shit out of after that. I hear a conversation like that, I'm fucked.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know.
I mean, because there's no because that right there, I mean, whatever I thought that I was scared to do, like, man, I hope she down with this. You know, we all look at our limits like, oh, damn, man, you know. I wonder if I stick her in her ass, is she going to get mad? Man, I hear a conversation like that, I'm the bitch bend over. What? What it got into you? Shut the fuck up. What's finna get into you, bitch? Sit your ass down. I'm talking all kind of shit after that, boy. You can't, you know, be able to shut me up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, and that next time y'all over there, I'm gonna walk past and be like, ladies, I know you heard it.
Walking by pulling his pants up and shit. Yeah.
Damn right. I'm coming in that motherfucker like, dude, come on. Did you just hear what they said? I'm coming in that motherfucker like a, whatchamacallit say? I'm coming in like a pack of wild dogs. I'm coming like an animal out the cage. I'm mad. Dude, ain't nothing you can tell me. And I'm hearing her saying, she like that type of shit. I just won't tell him that. Up too late now.
Because I'm definitely going to tell you if I like it or not. You're going to know anyway. Whatever I say, you're going
to know. The motherfucker, the way y'all talking ain't too much you don't like.
What's the secret?
Oh, no.
Right.
It ain't no secret.
Shit, I can't tell. What drew? I like Thomas said, what drew it?
He in there watching the game.
Oh, okay. We ain't going to interrupt him on the game. But all right, so, man, okay. I got to ask this one. This one I got to ask. heard Selena say she wasn't ready yet. So I ain't going to ask her. But, I mean, just flip a motherfucker over and just, la-la, just lick him.
I'm scared.
Everybody don't speak at once. Now, y'all not already had this conversation, so you know I'm going to ask.
You said you was asking Selena.
No, I said I ain't going to ask Selena. I said I ain't going to ask Selena because she said she wasn't ready yet.
Shit. I ain't only licking. I'm fucking the shit out the ass. I ain't fucking. I don't be bullshitting.
I know that's right.
Shit, what's the point of half doing it?
I know, right?
You already
there. I ain't going to be all licking it. I ain't nothing.
I'm scared. I might not be good at it. I got to.
Well, I'm going to say it like.
Look, and he tried to clip up, but my jaw muscles way stronger.
That's fucked up. Jaw muscles way stronger than that.
Look, Janine, just say, just relax.
Exactly.
I got you.
It's all right. You know you got to rub their back first.
Yeah, just relax. Down, slowly, just, rub your back, be ease away on the down there. I get up in your ear, you could be in a fucking fight, lay down. No, you ain't gonna talk to me like that. That guy, you gonna have to convince me this gonna be all right. You ain't now you sound like a motherfucker that's in prison. Don't be no punk, lay down.
Don't be
what?
No bitch. Don't be no bitch.
I mean, she sound like old boy off about it. Take it like a man and take it like a bitch. But today you gonna get your ass licked. What? Wait a minute, I went too far.
Get your ass licked.
Oh shit.
Now I'm sitting here talking about that. Wait a minute, let's just talk about this. Now you just went too goddamn far now.
You,
well, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to do everything to you but stick something up there. I'm not going to violate you that way because I don't want to see you. But I'm going to do everything else. I'm going to do, other than my tongue. I ain't going to stick no fingers or nothing like that up there. But my tongue, that ass going up there. Up there. All
right, Tom.
Girl, you is my hero.
Time are you on your stomach? You feel that? You feel that soft wet tongue? What do you do?
I can't speak to it, man. I ain't never done it before, so I don't know. I've never ever done it. Man. I've never done it. So I'm a virgin to that shit. I have no clue.
Okay. All right, Marley. Marley, you're on your stomach, man.
I'm a virgin to that, too. I might smack upside the face for a quick. Like, what the fuck are you trying to do to me?
Oh, Marley, you ain't had it either.
Look, spraying his booty cheeks the whole time while he's telling us what you doing. What is you doing?
I heard about this on
CNN.
Next week he gonna be the first caller. Hey y'all.
Hell, y'all was right.
All right, I can hear Marley now. I can't stay on here long, but it works. It really, really works.
Next week, y'all gonna look at the switchboard. It's gonna be all lit up. Marley done told all his friends.
I'm asking her all kind of hack of all even her to even put her mouth on my head.
I can see him now. Hey, baby, you remember that show we called?
Okay, now, I got to know. I mean, because that's a question you can't just ask everybody. I'm wondering, why you done a sucking my dick? You think you lick my ass, too?
Nah, you can't do it like that. You got to be like, about? I was on this show. They was talking about they be licking their men ass and shit. You got to act like you don't want it.
Right.
Listen, Marley.
A wet willy in the booty.
Hey, Marley got his pen. Act like you don't want it.
Right. It's a complete surprise.
Oh, shit.
Marley, you can't go in there overdoing it, now, man. You can't. Marley gonna go in that motherfucker like Denzel Washington.
Booty greased up and shit.
Hey, I trained today. He going in like glory. Tears coming out his eyes. I don't know. Marley going to get a motherfucking Academy Award shit. Hey, oh my God. I've been waiting on this shit for 40 years.
Play it cool, Molly. I just
found out, you know that song,
Truffle
Butter?
Yes, I just found out what that
means. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? They making a rap song about that shit?
I'm gonna be
God honest with you. Y'all have lost me. What song is this?
I don't know. What is this?
The song with Nicki Minaj, the Weezy, and Drake. And this truffle butter is when they fucking you in your ass, take it out and put it in your cooch. And there's some kind of creamy substance. I don't know. It kind of freaked me out. I think I made the song. This might have been down with it, but I don't like it. I don't want no truffle butter.
What? I pass on that.
Exactly. That sounds like hepatitis to me.
What's the difference?
That
sounds like a little bit too much infection. Some shit.
Good on that one.
See, we need Drew on the line. See, he used to run the show.
You got to get a wipe down before you go back in there.
Right.
Coming out the egg.
Hold on. But of course.
But then it wouldn't be truffle butter.
Right, but then.
I'm
not talking to her no more.
Can't be singing that goddamn song. That's what I mean.
Wait a minute, your wife and don't fall in trouble, butter. What the fuck you doing?
Oh my God. You know what? I went to a bar night before last, and you know what this man asked me to do? He said he wanted me to come to his house and fart on his ice trays.
What? That's some bullshit.
He got that. Oh, right. He was an old dude. I said, wait, what? He said, I want you to fart in my ice tray. You don't know nothing about that little girl. I said, oh, my God. So that means somebody else farting for your ice tray and you inviting me over. Bitch, no.
Hold on for a second, y'all.
I need somebody to explain to me the meaning of that. What does that do?
Please explain to me. He said so he can freeze that shit and throw it in his Crown Royal. I said, yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
His exact approach was, "How you doing?" I was like, "All right." He was like, "Don't get offended, but I would love to see that ass fart over my ice tray." So I said, "What the fuck?" I thought he was gonna say I'm cute or something, but he went, "Let me get the fuck out of here. I'm by myself. Let me get the hell up out of here." I said, "No, I don't want to fart on your ice tray, sir, mister." Oh, shit. So his freezer just smelled like ass.
Like,
yeah.
Freezer
smelled like truffle butter.
Right. Can a person up your drink, sir? No, you may not.
Cannot
person up my drink. You can't do shit.
Right.
Did you call him Mister?
Yes, I said Sir, Mister. So he know he is too old to be saying that nasty stuff to me. I felt violated as hell. Get away from me. I called my mama.
Oh, my
God. The purpose. I don't understand the purpose of that.
I walked out so fucked up about that, like, oh, my God.
If I was an old ass man, and somebody called me Mister, I would feel like such like a fucking rapist. I would feel like I violated somebody.
You the South ass shit. He kept on talking. He's going to say, I'm just saying, don't think of me any kind of way. Nigga, you nasty. Tell you me.
Nah.
I'm about to go.
Right, but still, food. Somebody tell me the purpose.
I don't know
the purpose. No, nobody.
I don't know. And I
just see. On his eyes. It's just some nasty shit.
That's some disgusting shit. Oh, my God.
I guess he likes the smell of ass.
I'm dying upset. God damn it, somebody told him what the hell part of his eyes going to do.
He likes that's coming out.
Time we got the ice trail right by the crack of his ass. But do I need to do this or not? What the fuck is this room going to be doing?
Oh, shit. Oh, y'all got my hands spinning.
I know. I'm done.
I didn't have nothing. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying, I heard of golden showers, but I ain't never heard of no fart.
I'm with you on that one, dog. I've never heard a motherfucker ever say that in my life. Let me come fart on my trays.
That messed me up.
And you said, so I can freeze that shit, put it in my
crown. I thought about that all damn night. Like, why would you want me to do that?
I would have asked. If you'd have told me, I would have walked right up. Hey, man, dog, let me holler at you. Why would you want somebody to fart on your ice, man? I've got to know the reason why.
For real, he was serious. I was trying to laugh the shit off. But he was serious, like, I'm going to catch her ass, and she going to fart on these ass trays. On these ice trays.
I wonder when the ice starts to melt, does the gas emit? Ew. I hate it. I can't. I'm not. Listen.
It's fine.
Nasty, man. That is nasty.
Simmer up his nose.
Monday. I am not calling this show anymore. Fuck this.
I'm down with that golden shower shit, though. I will shower your ass. Straight up.
Yeah, but would you take
you
one?
You'll pee on somebody?
Nope.
But you'll do it. You'll pee on somebody. You'll be like, here, take it.
I have. Shit. Hell yeah, I do it.
I did it.
Got harder than Chinese math. I don't know what that about. That
I got
shit.
Bladder problems, so it might happen.
I wish a motherfucker would piss on me.
Did it turn you off?
That shit better be an accident.
It did because it turned him on. And I asked him why did he like that. He was like, it's hot. He said, it's hot.
That shit better than an accident. You better be apologized. Oh, I'm sorry.
I gave him a puddle every time. Shit, I gave that man what he asked for. Shit.
Wow. Goodness.
I had a 44 ounce ready.
Ooh, baby, I got the pee. Can you come over? Oh, my God.
Right. And you know what? The first time I did it, he was just like, You got to pee? I'm like, no, I'll tell you when I got to pee. He's like, no, I'm just saying you can pee.
That motherfucker done went and bought a 12-pack of motherfucking Heineken. Here you go. Keep drinking.
And I didn't know why he kept asking, do I got to pee? But I was like, ooh, let me go pee. He going to say, no, just let loose right here. I was like, what? And I did it, and I kept doing it, and I couldn't stop. And he was so little, just swimming in my pee.
Oh, my goodness.
You might have had that strong ass ammonia piss. Man, I'm like, this motherfucker sounded like sounded like a porta potty.
Oh shit.
Oh my goodness. I am done. I'm taking this number out of my phone. I'm not calling this show.
And I did watch him pee on a girl. He peed on his girl on a girl. I watched him pee on somebody. I wasn't getting pissed on. That wasn't happening. She was into that shit. He pissed on her little rap. I said, what the fuck I want to pee on? I was T-Bay, she liked that shit. I was like, all right, but you know, I'll play that shit, bitch.
Piss, drip, drip, drip.
Pissing in my weeds, shit. Drip, you be smelling piss all in your
weeds. Oh, in the weeds. Oh, my God. I know, man, right? I'm done.
Fresh out the club.
Oh, my God. I just have to get my goddamn hair done. Take me walking around
out here,
smell like this goddamn piss.
You done got to work, mama. You know if y'all got them twisties or them braids in your head, what kind of grease you done put in there? Oh, that's just some oils. Yeah, okay. You put that nigga that twist in your head.
Every time I see him, he be like, girl. He be like, I miss you, girl. Like, I'm a nasty pissy ass. I miss you too, folks. Shit. I'm going to write a book.
I am done.
I know you missed that aroma.
Right. And I drip, drop, drip.
And then you keep fucking with him on the phone. I got to go to the bathroom.
I text him every now and then and say, guess who just drunk a 44 ounce?
That is just sick. That's sick.
That
motherfucker's
conscious smell like this.
Right.
So see, y'all ain't gonna hear this stuff. Y'all boys ain't gonna tell y'all all that freaky nasty shit they do with their woman. They ain't gonna tell y'all.
In the morning, okay.
I tell you in a heartbeat. I ain't done that shit before, and shit ain't never done to me. I don't know, man. That shit better be an accident. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, but some are into, you'll be surprised at the fetishes. I worked in a dog bookstore for a few years, and
it's warm and soothing.
Right. Some men like to drink their own nuts.
What?
Some men like to drink their
own nuts. Now, that's what we call them.
I ain't never heard of that.
No, what I'm saying? Like I said, I've seen it in a dog bookstore. He's an old, creepy white man. He used to have a girl, you know, showing their body, and he'll jack off inside a cup he'll bring in there, and he'll drink it.
Oh my God, man.
Like somebody was digging their own.
I'm telling you.
What?
It's a lot of fetishes out here. You would be surprised. Some niggas like to get kicked in their dick. Yeah, some people like to get kicked in their dick to get them hard and shit. You know, punch them.
Now, I've seen that. Dude just like, punch me.
Yeah.
I'm looking like, the fucking is over after you punch me. You crazy?
Right.
If you ain't there to soothe and protect, that month you supposed to be like the police when it comes to that. You better protect and serve. Fuck all that
right.
shit.
Some niggas like to suck their own thing, try to suck their own thing, and let you watch them. You're like, suck
I've
it.
Seen that now. I've seen that on the porno before.
I think it in real life.
You know what? Even if I could, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. It's just, even if I could, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even do it as a novelty trick. Hey, look what I can do. No, bitch. Get your ass out.
Get your ass out.
No. Not going to happen.
Yeah. I have seen some shit with these eyes. Like, oh my God.
That's gay-ish. I'm not gonna
give it. I'm sorry. I don't care if it is mine. That's just gay. That's just gay. I don't give a damn about.
Yeah.
That's just gay.
Yeah, that means you want to fuck some dick. Shit.
Exactly. Smooth, bitch. I could do it myself. You ain't doing it right.
Look what I can do.
I'm gonna show you one last time how I want you to do it. Pay attention. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
World star.
Right.
But if camera phones was back then when I worked there, oh, my damn.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't hear the song and shit. I mean, you know, that UGK, I'm so bad I can suck my own motherfucking dick. And I'm going to tell you, this is how fucked up shit used to be. Motherfuckers, you know what? You know, on the soul, he would go all through his little clique, and he'd be like, such and such so bad he could suck his own dick, such and such so bad he could suck his own dick. But then he get to this one dude, and he'd be like, well, Wes ain't that bad. And everybody get to laughing.
Right? So y'all just sitting around watching each other suck y'all dick?
No, it was a song, Jackass. It was a song. And my guy Butch, he used to always sing the song, and he would always get. I wish I should call him. He would get to Wick, and I was like, "Well, Wick ain't that bad." And I guess
Wick
didn't realize.
His dick.
I guess Wick didn't realize this particular day. I don't know if Wick just got tired of him or what, and he was like. You know, he's like, Chad so bad, he can suck his own dick. Tom so bad, he can suck his own dick. Leo so bad, he can suck his own dick. But Wick ain't that bad. Motherfucker, I can't. Before you know what I'm talking about.
I hate coming over here.
Did you just get mad because he said you couldn't suck your own dick?
Oh, y'all got me in tears.
Wow. Do you remember that, dog? Tava, do you remember that?
You still thinking about the ice tray.
I'm out of the ice.
Stay tuned.
I'm going all ice trays away in this house.
Time to put his whole ass in the deep freeze. Hey, I can see somebody in that house trying to get him a cup of ice now. I don't want no goddamn ice. Just throw all that shit out.
I'll kick the fucking cup across the room.
Put my shit in the freezer and let it freeze by itself. I don't want your ice.
Oh my goodness.
I drink hot. You want to put your vodka on the little ice? No, I drink this shit hot. Don't you put shit in there.
Man, I'm probably you want some ice? Fuck you mean I want some ice?
Right. Trying to be funny. Oh, I can't say it. I want a divorce. I'm out of here.
I just offered him some ice in his Crown Royal,
and he just didn't kick me out the house. He kicked the kids out. Hey, y'all been fucking with the ice too, huh?
And he beat in the back of the head with the ice trays on the way out the door. I didn't understand.
Right, he didn't hit him with the ice tray.
Fuck you and your eyes.
I got two assault cases with ice trays. Now, let's me explain. Let me just play back the last episode of CN City.
Lord have mercy.
I can't stand it.
That's some shit, nigga, tell you that.
That nigga go to the restaurant, I would like a Coke with no ice, bitch.
Oh,
he got to wait to put that him all sideways. Why I gotta be out there? I don't want no ice, bitch.
You have to say what you don't want, no ice, nah, bitch. I got to put the bitch on it, bitch.
Right. No ice, bitch. No ice.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
turn around. Let me make sure your ass ain't wet.
Hell yeah.
What's that prompt on your ass? What's that prompt all about, huh?
Hey, y'all, what Mia?
What
Mia go?
I'm here.
She's been dying like the rest of us.
Yeah,
she
can't breathe.
She
in there fucking with the freezer.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Be over there in the freezer. Oh, he going to watch the game while I told him I want to be with him. Okay. You want somebody? You need a cold pop, baby? We ain't got no cold pop. You going to put some ice on it? Drew, don't do it. Don't go to the ice, Drew. Don't get the ice, Drew.
Oh, After Craig winged it, he dropped the ice on the floor, and then he drunk the water.
Everybody going to be looking at the ice.
Taste
funny.
I don't fuck with people's ice in their ice trays, no way. Don't give it to me.
I'm not fuck with no more ice, man. I'm not nobody else.
Baby, you use a different kind of soap. The ice don't taste quite right.
Like, you want some ice with some trays, or you got the crush?
Oh, my God.
There's something spoiling your freezer, man. The ice smell funny.
Fuck, you got it.
That's
fuck,
booty,
got
nigga.
Right.
It's that new flavor ice.
Wait a minute. This nigga opened the freezer. He got a whole bunch of different ice trays. Well, that's Aisha. That's Keisha. That's
the Hey, what's in your freezer, truffle bottle ice? You better get in tune, fam.
I hate you.
My bottle works.
They
ain't
gonna
know
what it is.
This nigga done went out mason jars and shit, man. That's that truffle butter right there.
Nah, I don't know nothing about that.
Shit. Oh, shit.
He like the mama on Nothing to Lose with the mustard. Don't put that shit on your hot dog. That's my truffle butter.
Oh, in my truffle butter? What?
Right.
Man, I thought it was. I was barbecue sauce. Oh, this motherfucker with him a truffle butter.
Oh, I'm going to die.
I'm done.
Awesome.
I am done.
I'm coming to the conclusion that you women are some nasty motherfuckers. Y'all can't never talk about us. Y'all are by far some nasty motherfuckers.
Oh, my goodness.
So y'all,
thank
me,
you,
y'all, guys. Y'all are really sensitive. Y'all
are
just really sensitive.
Okay. She done came and served you dinner, and she got some nice biscuits from scratch. She's like, baby, you want some truffle butter on that?
Hell yeah. Is it chocolate?
Yep. Yeah, my dumb ass would be like, yeah, I want some. I never heard of this shit before. Truffle butter, yeah, I'll try it.
Oh, it's delicious. You got to try it.
Nice and creamy. just sit back and relax.
And
I got you, baby. Relax.
And let me.
I can hear that song 10 years from now. And I'm running right back to her crib. Hey, you remember that truffle butter shit you gave me?
Is that fish?
I got something for you.
nasty.
And let me, put some ice in your Kool-Aid, baby.
just gave you truffle butter and the ice.
Yeah,
you know you might
get truffle butter overload.
Okay. So you sit there like, God damn, this is some tangy ass. What the? What kind of sauce is this again? This is tangy. Oh, no.
I know, man. Yeah. Gonna leave it with a go. He gonna leave that with a gold goatee.
Right.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
Acquired taste. Yeah. What the hell?
Next time y'all go. Next time y'all go to Culver's and they say the flavor of the day is truffle butter, y'all better not order ice cream that day. Don't get that shit. Shut up.
You know what? You know what? My dumb ass. I'm gonna go to a restaurant. Do you have any truffle butter?
They gonna be like, we got us one.
Yeah, we got stuff in the pack. Oh, fuck you, bitch. I'm out of here.
And we been waiting on this shit.
Kaz, I'm with you. I can't wait till it get warm outside. I'm going to pull up next to somebody and ask, pardon me, do you have any truffle butter? I can't wait. I cannot motherfucking wait.
Wait, get your brown ass on from the side of my car.
Oh,
and truffle butter.
I'm that dumb.
Y'all been to Long John Silver's when they ring that bell? We got us one. Ding, 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 ding. What the fuck? Truffle butter coming up. a naked bitch out there on the platter.
I was just about to say that. They going to bring the bitch out the back. She going to bend over.
Truffle butter. Princess.
Mm-hmm. I'm on YouTube, that just so I can hear the lyrics of that motherfucker. I've never heard
the
song.
Yes, you should hear it. Truffle butter. I mean, you know, I be listening to it and shit, but then my boy was like, you know what they sing about? And I'm like, And I YouTube lyrics like, nasty. What a trouble.
You all at work talking about truffle butter.
Hell yeah, the client singing it and shit. No more truffle butter, y'all.
Meanwhile, that one that's on bed rest been looking at you real funny, ain't he? He like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, that
truffle
old white
butter.
Man. That old white man like, finally, somebody know what I'm talking about. Celine,
right.
Come on to clean.
Get your ass in the room. Pull up that sample.
Oh, my God.
Did you say pull up the sample?
Not the pamper. I can't take that. No.
Oh, you motherfuckers going to hell. Every last one of y'all.
Okay, so I finally found my boy, he got two books he came out with. Some of y'all probably heard of them, but he got two books, and I ordered them, and I just finished the first one. And I have a whole – I see why gay men – I finally know what a bottom and a top is. Am I the only one or I'm late?
A what?
A bottom and a top. Like, if you a top, how can I explain it? Like, boys really think they got pussy. They really think they got pussies, and they don't like to be on top. Like, two tops don't like to be together, and two bottoms couldn't be together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, because he's gay.
I don't
gay.
Have the slightest fucking idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. That is the sexiest thing I've heard all night.
So, wait a minute. Hold up. Back up. So, if you're the top, that means you giving and you don't receive.
Right. He's the master.
And the bottom motherfucker is the one that receives.
Yeah. Right. And the bottom one really calls their booty hole a coochie, a pussy.
Man,
and that's new to me. New to me. And I was just saying that because it's a lot of name dropping up in that book. And I'm just, you know, my mouth dropped like, oh my fucking goodness. Oh my God. I never touched none of them, but I'm just like, wow. He's a bottom. And he is such a thug. Wow.
He talking about real dudes?
Yeah, from the G. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, real names and all. But
that boy better sleep. He better be like 50 Cent. When 50 Cent came around with that Get Rich or Die Trying, he better keep your bulletproof ass on, because we're going to be motherfucking everything.
Oh,
say he's never coming back to Gary.
Well, I hope not.
Smart. He's a smart guy.
I can't wait to read the other book.
He better not be in Indianapolis because that ain't far enough. Because they're going to play the same bill.
And I was going to say, get her fuck around, come to you, shit.
Better, yeah, he better be in China. The motherfucker going to fuck around, fire his ass. You say this is your friend, right?
Yeah, that's the guy I went to school with.
Well, how does he know all this stuff about these dudes?
Because these guys are having sex with him. Yeah, he was having sex with them, and he was very young. He was about 10 and 12. These guys were 17 and 20 and 18 and shit, and he was like, they were screwing him. And I said when we was in school, even though he was gay, he had the biggest, nastiest booty, and he was a small guy. And I was just like, wow. You know, and it's really, it's funny, but it's sad. You know, he had peace with it. But, yeah, they was giving him money and just fucking a little boy. I mean, a little boy. All I'm thinking in my head is, my baby's 6 years old. You was 10, and they was doing this shit for years on out. Like, where was your mother? Where was your people at? People was just coming in the house, taking him on rats, suck their dick and fucking all that at the age of 10 and 12. Yep. Yeah, and the book's been out for about 4 years, and like he said, if it wasn't true, he'd have been getting sued. You know, my people was online talking about they gonna sue him and all that. But he was like, shit, ain't nobody tried to sue me yet. So what they tell y'all? I was like, wow. But, you know, that's crazy.
Motherfuckers, I'm trying to get, boy, I wish motherfuckers
would be surprised. You would be surprised at how many download brothers it is out here, for real. And it's really crazy. You know, they secrets are safe with me, but it's a lot of them out here. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I like about a download brother is keep that shit honest with your wife and shit. If you're going to be bisexual, let her know. That's where the AIDS and shit pop up and all that. But
with your wife?
Crazy. Yeah, a download brother, you know. A down low brother have a whole family. You know what I'm saying? He's down low. So you need to be honest and quit having sex with men and going home. You know, I ain't judging nobody, but that right there, you know, dishonesty. You're not giving her a choice whether to be with a man that likes the man that likes the man. And he also said that down low brothers don't like using condoms when they have wives and shit because they don't want to get caught with the condom wrapper. I don't believe that. I believe they want to feel that good butt, just like they like to say, let me take the condom off you too.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tyler Perry made a movie about this shit.
Oh, brother. It's in the
next one.
Yeah,
oh, like brother.
Tyler Perry.
Right.
Oh, my God.
My dear truffle butter.
The ice cream.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the truffle on the ice cube.
Right, as soon as they come out, you're going to hear drip, drop, drip, three. Oh, shit.
All right, y'all. We done passed that minute. We damn sure got to get out of here. You motherfucker.
I'm good. Okay, yeah. Cause I got
this is,
next week, though.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna wait till next week
because
y'all crazy.
Okay, this episode is truly one of those where we didn't let the inmates run the asylum. We truly let the inmates run the asylum today, boy. Damn. All right, look, so you ain't last words for us.
Yes, I enjoy myself. I always do. Anybody don't know the CNC?
That's what's up. Today, any last words?
Yes, I have to tell y'all real quick about my father and his girlfriend was telling a joke that she had saw about a limp dick, and she was just telling the joke. But she turned and looked at him, and he said, "What the fuck you looking at me for?"
He said it like that.
The fuck you looking at me for talking about a limp dick?
Maybe he thought you tried to insinuate. Don't insinuate shit over him, baby.
Look, but that was the only joke she thought was funny as hell, though. I know that shit. So I can kind of see why he insinuated that.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm getting to one of them. She needs to get a camera around her neck. Somebody needs to get her a
book. I can hear him now.
Motherfucker.
You talking that shit about me?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Good show, though. I had fun.
Y'all got my face
hurt. Talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. Mia, you got any last words for us? Get the booty out
the deep
freeze.
I enjoy talking to everybody, Sin City Radio.
That's what's up. That's... Selena, any last words? And you better not say truffle butter.
Okay. it was a good show. I had fun wishing everyone truffle butter, booty dice trays, and ass licking to you all.
And a Merry Christmas to you too, motherfucker.
And a diarrhea and constipation to you.
Right, goddamn. My man, Molly. Molly, what's up? Any last words, man?
Good show, man.
I'm gonna upload that video on that page.
I think I learned a little bit too much tonight, so
write that down.
Oh yeah, it was fun taking you to Bangersville, Zach. I mean, Cass, right, ladies? Oh, shit.
Anyway, Tommy, what you got for us, dog?
Man, I thought the show was very informative. I learned a lot of shit tonight. And, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And I apologize.
I hate ice trays.
All right, y'all, we gotta get out of here. SinCityRadioShow.com, man. Coming real soon. Oh, Lord. Can y'all imagine what the site gonna be like if this is what the show is? Oh, my God.
Down with ice tray. Down with ice tray.
Drip. Drop.
Just sit back and relax and get your ass cooked.
You know what? Good night, y'all. It was like Father said, we truly apologize. We let the inmates run in silent tonight. All right. See y'all next week. Peace. We out of here.